Testing 1-2, testing 1-2. Copenhagen Post, New Amsterdam Project, interview take one, and action.
So, first question for both you guys, and it's what's needed for a successful DJ-MC relationship?
That's a good question. The DJ and the artist has to be creative energy.
Yeah.
Positive energy.
Good vibes.
So it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And guess what? They both have to be talented.
Yeah.
It won't work. The DJ leave the MC leave the DJ. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And how much collaboration is there?
I think there's a lot. It's a back and forth thing all the time. Since day one, it's been like that. Two turntables and a microphone. DJ will spin the loops.
Right.
The MC will host.
Yeah.
You look back at the DJ and say,
I like that.
Break down. So it's very important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's important. Oh. Don't mind if I do. It's important, and it's also becoming a rarity.
A lost art.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had the Primos and the Gurus, and you had the Jam Master Jays and the Run DMCs, you know.
Grandmaster Flash.
You even had like cats DJing for what's my man, with EPMD. Mm-hmm. But for the DJ to be just as much as a part of the artistry as an MC, that's rare. You know what I'm saying? We find the groove. We sit there, we'll say something funny, I'll say something funny, and we know we got it. So
yeah.
It has to be like that.
I actually grew up on DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
That's one of our crazy influence. That's what it is.
Right, yeah. And they have the album called He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper.
That's right. And that was all about the DJ. That's when it was all about the DJ. All about the DJ.
And I noticed on some of the tracks, when you guys kind of introduce yourselves, it's always like DJ Honest and B-Rex. The DJ seems to come first when... Am I making sense?
Well, it's how it's said rhythmically.
Yeah.
And but DJ Honest is dope. DJ Honest and Baron Ricks, it flows.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's more just because it sounds better.
Coming like that.
Yeah. I mean, I know what you're getting at because, like, the DJ is the fly guy. Nah, what I'm saying is,
I was a DJ for many years.
Yeah,
so,
you remember?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
The thing is, man, like, right now, like, the lines of artistry and, like, being an artist and being a DJ or producer, all that is blurred out. Before, it was, like, more, you know, this is your lane and I'm over here and he's the beat maker and whatnot. And everything is just, like, blurred up now. So, you know, you got, like, people like DJ Khaled and Drama and doing big numbers, you know, as far as like sales and
so that's why they put the DJ for
units. So, you know, so that's the thing as you know, from a DJ standpoint, I think it's, you know, you hear everything in the club, so you kind of in a sense also know what the game is missing because you're so up on the music.
Excuse me.
For so many, you know,
bam,
years and whatnot. But I don't think that the DJ is more important. I think that the chemistry is the most important.
Hello.
Because you can be a dope DJ and not be able to rock a show.
Rock a crowd. Can't talk to the audience.
You can be a guy that just OD on this scratch stuff and don't know how to pick the songs for the club.
Right.
Or you can be a club DJ that really don't know how to talk on the mic and can't flow with other people. You know what I'm saying? You can't break when the MC says break, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's for us, man. Like, we're in a, like a live situation thing, so it's just like,
yeah.
It don't matter if just the two of us or there's a drummer and a bass player involved. Also, like, it's that type of live setting.
Yeah,
that's what I love about it.
Yeah, we're really, really. New Amsterdam Project is it's a throwback from when hip hop was really hip hop. It was about the MC and the DJ, and we just so happen to have both of those things under our belts.
collectively. So at any given moment, it can switch. I could be on the turntables, or Honest could be rhyming. You know, we kind of loco like that, too. But as far as lyrics come down, Honest will come up with a line. I'd be like, why don't you get on the mic? Yeah, if it's like that, you know, you go spit, you know. And the same way, you know.
How do you bring out the best in each other?
Being honest, truthful.
Not pulling any punches.
Not pulling punches and also being complimentary to what works. If something works, you should kind of, you know, give some energy to it. Be optimistic towards it. Like, yo, that's good. Do that. Don't do that. Or you know, some people, I've seen some artists, they hear their boys and they go and they don't tell them the truth about how they should sound or whatever. We keep it really, really real. His name is Honest Jensen, for God's sake. Fucking DJ Honest. I better keep it easy with Honest. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, if there's something we did that we're not feeling it and we like, hey, hold up, that's not really us. That's not our lane. We're not going to go in our lane. You know what I'm saying? We're like a rap. We said rap pop. What is this? Yeah, rap pop joint. So that's where we going. And that's who we are. That's who we are. My personality, Honest is an entity, a force. And, you know, it's like when two great tastes get together like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Peanut butter and chocolate, you know what I'm saying? Chocolate nuts, man. You know what I'm saying? Things go together, brother. You know this, man.
Rice and gravy.
Stovetop stuffing and cranberry sauce. Right. This is what we do all the time, man. I can't explain it to you, man. But this is New Amsterdam Project.
And I wanted to say congratulations on the dope EP. I wanted to ask you guys, how do you stay current and yet still remain true to yourself?
That's you right there.
I'm always true to myself. Yeah. The music dictates what I write. So if our producer, ES, or one of our boys from Track Busters, or one of those cats give us a track, and it says something to me, I'm going to be true to myself as an artist, and I write what I feel. And hopefully the stuff that I write is timeless. So staying true to myself, and we say we staying in your lane. Stay in your lane, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to shoot to the stars, or I'm not going to shoot to this galaxy when I don't know anything about that. I leave that to the other cats. I know what I do. Everybody know what I do. I smoke a lot of herb. I have a lot of fun. I love a lot of people and a lot of women. That's New Amsterdam Project. It's not a place that we've been, that we haven't touched everybody that we mess with. We become friends, family, with everybody. And that's a big part of the project. You know, anything else?
No.
Come on, talk to me. I'm with it.
I wanted to ask about the songwriting process and what goes into crafting a hit.
Okay. That determines, for one, the music, the movement of what's going on, all right, what's happening, and how I see it, how I want to make it relatable to someone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in terms of like the youth, I will hear what they're doing, and I will see what their movement is, and I'll look for music towards that, and I'll write to it. So a hit making process is actually about how you feel, how you relate to the people, and the energy you give towards that. You know what I mean? Because I could write a song called Uni Blues. You know what I mean? I like to drink some Uni Blues. If that's what you cats are doing, I could do it. You know?
So you definitely keep the audience in mind.
Keep the audience in mind. And plus, since I'm a performer, I think of the performance aspect. A lot of artists, a lot of American artists, they think of the radio. They don't think of performing in front of people and people feeling that dynamic energy. At a live show. So the same thing, so a lot of the music you hear on the radio, it's not going to come across in the live audience. Yeah. It doesn't have that energy. It just has the repetition of you hearing it all the time.
Yeah.
And that could brainwash you.
Right.
It totally can. So when you hear a New Amsterdam Project song, and then you go to an NAP show, you're like, oh shit, they blew my mind.
It comes together. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes together. So a hit making process, like those songs, they come from a deep place.
Yeah.
They come from a deep place, and they come if you're trying to write a pop song or you're trying to write something heartfelt.
True.
You know what I mean? Good. So answer. Yeah, so that's, those hits come from a special channel.
Now, I don't know much about your family background, but I wanted to ask, how much of a sacrifice is it touring when you have loved ones back home? Leaving people behind, kind of
Yeah, it's well, my daughter is 14. I had a daughter named Layla Ocean.
Yeah.
She's 14. She's a high schooler. And, yeah, I suffer a little when I go away, but she's a big girl, and I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
You know, she's been with me to a couple of shows already in the States. So she kind of knows what daddy does. But, yeah, we leave a lot of obligations to go on the road. In Honest's case, he's like the family guy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Daddy daycare all day.
Daddy daycare.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I don't like to be honest, like, I like the way that my family is put together, so I don't really, I don't necessarily enjoy spending too much time away from them.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I got to spend my time away, then this would be it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it got to make sense if I got to go away, and this makes total sense, so... You know, and they understand what daddy do, so, and they fully support him. My wife backed me, and then the kids know what I'm doing, and so it's how our family's put together.
Yeah.
You know, you ask them, they're my biggest fans. They'd be like, that's DJ Honest. So it's dope, and my daughter got her own DJ set up. A couple of Christmases ago, so she already started DJing at 11.
Oh, nice.
And so they're very musical, and yeah, it's a family business. Absolutely. Yeah.
What it do?
So it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy being away from family, but it's also at the same time, if you were a stockbroker, you would be, you know,
you'd be gone
away. You'd be gone. If you were a door-to-door salesman, you'd be gone. If you you might be in a high position where you see your kids less than I actually get to see my kids. So, you know.
Yeah, someone told me it was like going on a business trip, being a touring musician.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
It's difficult when your children are young.
All right.
You know what I mean? And they depend on you. And yeah, they smell you. And you're not there. Mm. And then you pop up. It's like you're going to the army. That's the way it was when my daughters was younger. Yeah. So I know in Honest case, we've been on the road before when Leah was a baby. Right. Oh, my God. Goodness, it's tough. It's tough on a brother. But, you know, we dedicated fathers, family men, workers, dedicated lovers of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's how New Amsterdam Project is, too, man. Very spiritual brothers, too.
Then I wanted to ask you something about inspiration, and it's kind of my last question. I'm a basketball guy, and I know in Harlem World Mindframe you have some basketball lines, and just wondered, are sports a source of inspiration?
Yes. Very much so. I grew up on Polo Grounds, right across from the world famous Rucker Park.
Right.
So all of my childhood, I've been seeing the basketball players. I've seen pro players come and play on the courts. I've seen cats get their nicknames. So I equate my lyrical style to how I seen brothers play. Yeah. I seen you shake, I'll break your ankle with a metaphor. I'll take you to the hole. I play the game above the rim. I'm even. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get dames like Chamberlain did. You know how many chicks Will Chamberlain hit? He hit over 100. Yeah, that's right.
His statistics.
His statistics are crazy. So I'm trying to get dames like Chamberlain did. My offense is crazy. I'm coming in off the bench. I'm trying to score. All of those things are metaphors for me getting in the game.
Yeah.
Being in the game.
And I wrote down my favorite line that was, I play the game above the rim off the backboard, increasing the score, holding the pill since I came on the floor.
You like that line?
I like a lot of quarterbacks.
You might do, man. That's it.